Mark, Christ, chief cornerstone. It is on Christ's foundation that God's global church is built. The rejection by the builders or Jews throughout the book runs in contrast with his clear identity as the Son of God. The gospel authored by John Mark is written in Greek, directed to the Gentiles. Inspiration has been drawn from Peter, Mark's companion in Rome, and his first-hand experience of Jesus. The Messiah, in this gospel, Jesus is acknowledged Son of God by Mark, chapter 1, by the Holy Spirit at the baptism, also chapter 1, by God at the Transfiguration, chapter 9, by Peter at his confession, chapter 8, by demons, chapter 5, by Jesus himself before the high priest, chapter 14. Interestingly, Christ mostly addresses himself as Son of Man, possibly prophetically. His miracles. There are 27 miracles, far more than other gospels. There is less teaching as the focus is on activity. They demonstrate his power over the sea, the dead, demons, etc. Rejected by the builders, this dynamic display of divine power is met with great opposition, primarily from the Jewish religious leaders. A bulk of this gospel covers various forms and sources of this opposition with apt responses from Christ, hoping to win over even the stony-hearted. Christ continues to be rejected today, probably more by the church than the rest of the world. Accepted by the few. In his time as now, Christ is accepted by the few true seekers from all walks of life. The scribe who asks the greatest commandment, the centurion, a Roman, Jairus, the Jew, Samaritans, the leper, the paralytic, historically the Roman leader, second most powerful in the world. Who was the paralytic, and Jesus' own disciples. Other stones in the quarry are Satan and his followers, millstones around the neck, Luke 17, the scribes and Pharisees, whitewashed tombstones, Matthew 23, Herod, who had built the stones of destruction, who had built the temple, weighing a few tons to 160,000 pounds, these were destroyed and heaved 50 feet over the western support wall into the street below on August 10th, 1780. This was just as Jesus prophesied, a result of the Jewish rejection of their Lord. And there were others, mostly Jews, with a heart of stone, Ezekiel 11. The disciples were called by Jesus as living stones built into his temple. Visualize the different stones in today's world. How can we acquire more of the living stone composition?